ברוך השם שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. We're beginning a fascinating work called Mishlei, the Proverbs of the Wisest Man, Shlomo, king, the son of a king, king over the Jewish people. And we will learn this simply this time around. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should merit to review this book many times in our lives and see the infinite depth and wisdom that this book has to offer. As we usually do, we will try to keep things very simple so that we could get the simple understanding of the verses. Shlomo HaMelech wrote many, many proverbs, and the majority of them were lost because they had interesting messages, but they weren't with Ruach HaKodesh. Mishlei was. Mishlei is godly. It is the proverbs that Shlomo is giving us to wisen us up, to tell us how to succeed in life. And I think it would be fallacious to give a further introduction, because Shlomo introduces the work himself, and so whatever I say is simply going to detract from what he has to say. So let's begin. Previously it was asked that we read the Navi, the words of the Ketuvim with the tune. Most people do not know the tune of Mishlei. There are three works, Mishlei, Iyov, and Tehilim. The acronym is Emet, Iyov, Mishlei, Tehilim, that have their own tune, and most people do not know that tune. So guys asked me to read it with the tune so that they'd have an easier time understanding it and hopefully catch on to the tune with time. So I assume you guys also want us to do it with the tune as we explain. We'll begin. So we're doing Mishlei, we're in the very beginning. Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael. King Solomon's going to tell us his proverbs, and we have to know that the whole work has deeper meaning. The words that we're going to read have a simple understanding, but we have to know they are Mishalim. They are proverbs. They are allegories. They are metaphors. They have far deeper meaning than the simple understanding. The work is being introduced as Mishlei, the proverbs of Shlomo, the son of David, king over Israel. Lada'at chokhma u'musar. The purpose of these proverbs is to give people knowledge of wisdom and musar. Musar is can be understood as rebuke, helping people get on the right path. And the purpose of these mishalim is also going to be lehavin imrevina, to understand words of understanding. If you want to gain understanding, to see beyond the surface, the word bina classically means seeing beyond the surface, having understanding. Not only seeing the facts, but the underlying theme, the idea behind the facts, that's what bina is. So these proverbs are supposed to help us attain the knowledge, the wisdom, the musar, the correct path, the morality in life, and understanding, to see beyond the facts. Lakachat musar haskel. From these proverbs, we are supposed to learn how to be moral people. We're supposed to learn rebuke for ourselves. Tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim. And from these proverbs, we will learn how to be righteous in our service of God, how to be just with our fellow man, to go mishpat, to go with justice with our fellow man, and meisharim, how to have traits and behaviors which are straight and correct. Latet liftayim oma lenar dat umzima. The things that are said will help the fools gain wisdom. Latet, to give. liftayim. What is a peti? Peti is someone who has no cunning. Peti is someone who believes everything you tell him. So these proverbs are supposed to give us oma, cunning, so that we know to discern between someone who's a liar and someone who's telling the truth, someone who's selling us a bag of goods, and someone who it's worth investing with. So latet liftayim, these proverbs are going to give the peti, the fool, the person who is easily entrapped, easily seduced, it will give him cunning. Linar, and to give the lad, da'at umzima, knowledge and plans, how to plan his life, how to think before he acts. Mzima is premeditation, to think before one acts. So these proverbs are going to give us knowledge, wisdom, morality, rebuke, teach us how to be just with our fellow man, how to have honest and good traits, how to act correctly with our Creator, how to have cunning and knowledge and premeditation. Yishma chacham v'yosef lehekach. And even a wise person who hears these proverbs, he will add to his knowledge through these proverbs. Don't think that the proverbs are only for the youth, for those who don't know much, for those who need to develop their intellect. No. Even the wise man, if he hears these proverbs, so he'll know to learn more, he'll derive more from these proverbs. Vinavon tachbulot yikne. And someone who has understanding, so he already has the tvuna, he will also be able to derive concepts which demand very fine discernment. How will he gain this discernment? So he will hone his skills of understanding. Meaning we said, someone who lacks understanding will get understanding from Mishlei. He will learn how to derive one thing from the other. And someone who already has understanding, he will be able to hone that skill and discern things that demand a very fine discernment. Lehavin mashal umlitzaha. When you hear my words, says Shlomo HaMelech, I want you to understand the spoken word, the melitza, and the mashal, the meaning behind it. What do I mean to say? But remember, says Shlomo, even if you only understand the simple meaning of the words you're going to read, you'll already gain from it. I am not going to give you mishalim, which have no message. Sometimes you give a story, and the story has no message unless you understand the deeper meaning. The cat came to the well, it tried to drink from the well, it fell into the well, and it got all wet. Great. What am I supposed to understand from that? Nothing, if you understand the deeper meaning. The cat represents this kingdom, the well represents this concept. You understand. But what's the allegory? What's the proverb? You don't know. Says Shlomo HaMelech, I will not give you proverbs that you cannot gain from. Every proverb I say, even if you don't understand the meaning behind this, the scenes, from the simple understanding you'll also gain. So lehavin, I want you to understand mashal, the meaning, the meaning behind the proverb, umelitza, and the simple understanding. Shlomo is going to discuss, I will keep you away from prostitutes. He's talking about foreign thoughts. He's talking about other religions. But remember to also stay away from prostitutes. Shlomo uses an allegory, he uses a proverb, but the simple meaning also has an important message. Divrei chachamim v'chidotam, and from my words you will learn to understand the words of our sages, both on their simplistic level and on their deeper level. Here Shlomo ends the introduction. So now we begin the work. So Shlomo tells us, on all levels you're going to be able to gain from what I'm teaching you. Now what do I have to teach you? So let's begin. The first 10, 11 chapters are direct musar. We have really, the book is divided into two styles. Initially, Shlomo HaMelech gives rebuke. The first 10, 11, 12 chapters of the book are more rebuke. As we evolve from chapter 11, 12, we start seeing messages that are lessons for life, till we reach the chapters in the 20s, where each pasuk has its message. Each pasuk, sometimes the message spans over two or three psukim, has lessons for life and wisdom for life. Until the end, where we reach Eishes Chayil, and the last few chapters are their own style, as we will see Be'ezrat Hashem through the course of the year. So now we're beginning, and this is why when we started Mishlei last time, we skipped the first 12 chapters. We started with chapter 12 or 13 or 15, because those are chapters which are more enjoyable. Every pasuk has a message. Every pasuk is teaching us something. Here, it's slightly less enjoyable. He begins with rebuke. And he tells us, you want to know how you're going to grow? Yirat Adonai, Reishit Da'at, Chochma U'Musar, Evilim Bazu. You want to know how to begin learning? You want to know how to begin your quest for knowledge? It begins with being a God-fearing person. You will notice that people who are wicked, they scorn true wisdom. They scorn morality. They want to lead their lives. So if you want to ensure that you will continue your growth in knowledge, in pursuit of morality, so then you have to know the first thing is acquire an awe, a fear of God. That has to be step one. You say, well, I'm here to learn knowledge. Yes, but you have to first have that. If you have that, that ensures you will continue your quest. If you don't have that, other things will sidetrack you. There are plenty of things to seduce you to do other things in your life. You want a quest. You want to learn Torah. You came to Machon Meir. How will you get the most out of your time? If you recognize that it's not only about my quest for knowledge, it's about my responsibility to know. There's a fine difference. People come to Machon Meir, I want to know my heritage. Good for you. Come learn. But very quickly you have to develop this Yir'at Hashem, the recognition of the responsibility to know, not only the desire to know. And that's what keeps a person going, even at times when I'd much rather be at the bar tonight. There are other things doing Thursday night. Yirat Hashem, if you have fear of God, that has to be reishit dat, the beginning of knowledge, because chokhma u'musar evilim bazu. The wicked, they scorn wisdom and morality. A person could very quickly devolve into a wicked lifestyle where he looks at the wisdom, he looks at the morality, and he says, fine, that's for them. I'm enjoying life as is. Shema beni musar avicha ve'al titosh torat imecha. Listen, my son, to your father's rebuke, because your father wants what's best for you. Ve'al titosh, and do not leave Torat Imecha, the Torah that your mother teaches you. Question. Sometimes we learned, and our focus was understanding, the simple understanding of the verse. And that has great, great value. And sometimes guys ask me to add input, thoughts of my own. I tend to think that we should focus on the text. See what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. But I want to hear what you guys want out of the class, because there are a lot of points to add here. What's the vote, David? Focus on the text?
No. Well, yeah, I love how you read the text, so you can keep reading it.
And Yehuda? With additions or focus on the text?
Do you think if you put in additions, it would be able to still finish it over the course of the year?
My goal is every time we learn to finish half a chapter. My goal is to finish half a chapter each time. So the Christian monk who divided Mishlei into chapters divided it into 31 chapters. So at that rate, it's not possible to finish it in a year. Figure there are some weeks that we won't get the Mishle. Stick to the text? Okay.
I like your inputs. I mean, I love your inputs for everything.
Yeah, but you're right. Better finish. I mean, you have it online, but I'm with you. I also think, you know, so I'll try. I'll point out a point to think about. Notice when it comes to the father, he says, listen. When it comes to the mother, he says, don't leave it. What our mother teaches us might not be head on like the father, but it's in our blood. You have to leave what your mother put in your blood. Father is more head on. Listen, son, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Put on your film. Get up to daven. You have to listen. It's more head on. What the mother does in her own gentle way, it's in your blood. You gotta leave it. So he tells you, don't leave what your mother told you. He says, listen to what your father says, but don't leave what your mother says. And from here we derive the importance of maintaining minhag. Al titosh torat imecha. Do not leave what your mother taught you. From here we derive the halacha that we have to maintain a minhag. What Torah is your mother teaching you? She's the one teaching you Baba Kama? No, she's not teaching you the Talmud. She's not the one that's telling you all the technical details of the halachos of putting on tefillin. No. But she's telling you, son, in our house we don't do it that way. Your father doesn't do it that way. Your grandpa doesn't do it that way. You don't do it that way. You ask her why? I don't know why, but no one else did it. That's not the way we do it. She puts it in your blood. That's the minhag. That's an example. Now, you guys tell me. It's going to take time.
I have molded on this upstairs. I'd rather hear the Rav's perspective.
Okay, so that's your vote, but I think their vote is to cover the ground, right? So we cover the ground? No, I'll leave such points out, because they take time. What's the vote? They add up. It's twice the time and half the ground covered. What's the vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, so we'll keep going. Pasuk tit.
Maybe next time we'll see. Maybe there's more people will be here next time.
Let's move forward. Ki levyatchen hem leroshecha va'anakim legargerotecha. Because you should know that the teachings of your parents, don't look at them as old-fashioned. What they teach you, they will glorify you. They will be liviat chen. They will, liviat is something that is melave, that accustoms, that accompanies you. They will be an accompaniment of chen. What is chen? Chen is something that is fond to look at, even though it's not beautiful. Yeah? You're fond to look at it, even though it's not beautiful. You're fond of looking. What makes you fond of looking at it? A person has chayn. They're a person that you enjoy speaking to, enjoy looking at, but they're not beautiful. That's chayn. Chayn, so the teachings of your parents, you should know, they are an accompaniment of chayn, something that will make you fond in the eyes of people. They are like an accompaniment of chayn to your head. Va'anakim legargerotecha. And they are like a necklace, a jewel to your throat. People, when you don what you, when you keep up what your parents have taught you, you should know that at the end of the day, people will look fondly upon you and it will beautify you. Bini im yefatucha chataim al tovei. My son, if sinners seduce you to go after them, don't give in, don't go with them. Who is he talking about? So he'll explain in the next pasuk, and obviously there's the simple understanding and the deeper understanding. Simple understanding, pasuk yud alef, im yomeru lecha itanu. If they tell you, come with us, go with us. Ne'erva ledam, we will ambush blood. Nitzpena lenaki chinam, we will sit in hiding over someone who's clean. He's done nothing wrong, but we'll ambush him. We'll take his money, and it'll all be for free. You'll get rich quick, easy, free money. Nivlaim kishol chayim, will swallow them just as the grave swallows the body whole, will pounce on them while they have their wealth and will take it from them. Utmimim ki yoredevor, and will catch them whole like someone that falls into the pit. He doesn't have time to think, maybe I'll take off this jewelry or that jewelry. I'll leave my wallet at home. When he falls into the pit, he falls in with all his wealth. So too will pounce on them when they're not ready and will take their wealth. So sinners try to seduce you to join them in a plot, get rich quick at someone else's expense. The example that Shlomo HaMelech gives is ambushing someone that's done nothing wrong. Obviously, there's a deeper meaning if someone's trying to seduce you to go after his philosophy, his way of life, his religion, and he says, it's free, come on, life is much more fun that way. You'll be able to get away with things easily. And when they come, they try to encourage you to join them. Kolhon yakar nimtza nimale vateinu shalal. You know, we'll find all different sorts of wealth. Kolhon yakar nimtza. When we ambush the person, you know what kind of wealth we'll find with him? And we'll fill our houses with all the loot. Nimale vateinu shalal. We'll fill our houses with the loot. Goralcha tapil betocheinu. Place your lot with us. You'll be able to choose from the loot what you like. Kisechad yiyeh lechulanu. Or if you prefer, we'll all have one wallet that we all use. We'll be buddy buddy. We'll eat. We'll drink together. Sometimes people encourage you to join something which isn't so legal. And they tell you, we can make good money. Who's going to know the difference? You know, it's just waiting to be done. You want, you take a portion. You want, we'll all be partners. Bini al telech bederech itam. My son, do not go down the path with them. Don't go down the path that they go. Do not learn from them. A guy sees the Ponzi scheme and he says to himself, I could do that. Hey, the guy reached a pretty old age with all that wealth. Shlomo HaMelech says, my son, do not go down the path they went. Don't go with them and don't go in their path. Minarag lecha minetivatam. Prevent your feet from the path that they travel. 2 points. Don't go with them. Stay away from their path. People sometimes think, I've come to the conclusion, I'm not doing that. Shlomo Melch says, and stay away from their path. Ki raglehim lara yarutzu. Because even though at first glance, it doesn't seem like they're doing something bad, it doesn't seem like anything bad's going to happen to them. I want you to know, ki ragleihem, for their feet, lara yarutzu, they are running to their own detriment. They are going to hurt themselves, and believe me, they mean you harm as well. Ki ragleihem lara yarutzu, their feet are swift to do bad. Bad isn't only to the person they're telling you they're going to hurt. Believe me, you're next on the list. V'maharu lishpoch dam. And they're swift to spill blood whenever they can. Just like they're willing to kill someone to get his wealth. Well, you could be next. Kichinam mizora harashit deinei kol bahal kanaf. Because just like when the bird looks at the seeds spread out over the net, it seems like it's free. I could just go down there and get all those seeds. And he doesn't know. Vehim ledamam yerovu. The people who spread out those seeds, they're waiting in ambush to catch the blood of the bird. Yitzpinu lenafshotam. They're in hiding to get their souls. They're in hiding to get their souls. Remember what Shlomo HaMelech talking about? If they try to seduce you to go in an immoral way after other faiths, right now it seems free. Right now they're telling you, you'll enjoy. Yitzpenu lenafshotam. They're in hiding waiting to take their souls. Kein ochot kol botzea batza et nefesh be'alav yikach. So too, it's the way of the thief. He thinks he's getting wealthy by taking the stolen object. And he doesn't know that really he's endangering his own life by having that stolen object by him. Kein olchot kol botzea batza, I warn you, the way of the thief is et nefesh be'alav yikach. He wants to ensure that no one will catch him in his thievery, and he will very easily take the life of those who hold his money. Right now he's inviting you to join in cahoots with him. But what happens when your money seems attractive to him? Okay, we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.
Who's the writer of Proverbs?